The play, An Accident, is written by Linda Strike. And it's kind of an interesting story in that she was the victim of a hit-and-run bicycle accident. And she was very seriously hurt, didn't know whether she'd ever gain control of her body again or what. But modern medicine being what it was, she completely recovered. But she had a very difficult time psychologically because she never met the man who hit her. It was a hit-and-run, and she just needed that. So being a playwright, she solved the problem by writing a play about a woman who was run over by a man leaving a supermarket. She's in about the same shape, or maybe worse than Lydia was, except this man comes to the hospital room, and they meet and they talk. And in the course of the play, which takes about an hour, they both learn to forgive, to heal, and to understand who they are and that accidents happen in the world. It's a very, very touching play because these two people who have no reason to like each other end up not only liking each other but understanding each other and understanding themselves more. So as a benefit for the Ronald McDonald House, we just think it's an ideal play because, A, it's about healing and coping with things that are out of your control.
Bob, I wanted to ask how Benita Zahn and Jim Cambrick from WNYT got involved.
Actually, Benita and I have worked in local community theater for maybe 20 years. I've directed her in a number of plays, Albany Civic and different places like that. And, you know, we have a very good working relationship. And about, I don't know, maybe 10 years or more ago, when Jim was just a morning guy, well, he's going to love to hear that, but when he was the morning anchor, Benita, he and I did a play called Love Letters as a benefit for Albany Civic Theater. Not too long ago, one night we were out having dinner and we reminisced about how much we liked it. We decided to do it again. So two years ago, we decided to do a play, Dear Liar, about George Bernard Shaw, and we did it as a benefit for Ronald McDonald's House. And we just like working together, so every 2 years we try to do a play that works and does it for a good cause. And Ronald McDonald's House is as good a cause as you can think of. So we become a regular go-to for them, and it's a pleasure. And I have to say something. I just admire both Jim and Benita because they don't have to do this. This is something, a fish out of water in a sense, and they're putting themselves at risk doing something they're not ordinarily used to doing, and they have very little to gain for it. They're doing it for a charity, and I think that's terrific. And maybe it's a good time to mention to you that this is not two people sitting there reading. This is what is called a stage reading. If you've ever seen a stage reading, it's just like a play, except the actors have the scripts in their hands. And if you've ever been to one, you know that those scripts disappear within 5 minutes. So this is a real play. This isn't just two people reading from a table.
So how can people find out more information, and where is the play going to be held?
The play is going to be at Capitol Repertory Theater on Monday, January 26th. It's on the stage of where their current production, How Water Behaves, is not performing that night. So they're going to move the set around, and we're going to create a hospital room in their place. It's on Monday night, 7:30. It's $30 a person, which includes the show and a champagne reception and toast and meet the cast. The best place to call for tickets and any information is 438-2655. And that's the Ronald McDonald House.